Glorymount. Years ago, librarian and historian V. Loscombe tried to uncover the history behind the name Glorymount, situated south of Battleford on either side of the old Highway 4, one of the oldest subdivisions in the RM of Battle River. So, where does the name come from? She tracked down the oldest map of the district, and Loscombe found an area southwest of Government House Hill named Glorymount. She believes it was possibly named Glorymount in esteem of the Lieutenant Governor, who arrived at the capital of the Northwest Territories in 1876. But it may have also been named not only for the Lieutenant Governor and his tutor but three stipendiary magistrates, Richardson, Ryan and MacLeod, who lived in the area. Or possibly the Registrar of Land Titles or A.P. Forget, the clerk of the council who traveled from the east with the Lieutenant Governor. Regardless, one resident of Glorymount, Walter Degenstein, was instrumental in jump-starting the process of adding signage that will hopefully save lives and help people remember that the subdivision even exists. A few years ago, Degenstein wondered why there were no signs like other subdivisions and worried about the likelihood of emergency services finding him or other residents since several properties exist on one quarter of the land. I mean, now that some of us are getting up there in age, you know, and with the rash of break-ins, and vehicle thefts, I got to thinking, if I wanted to call for an ambulance or for the RCMP, how do I explain to them where I live? He also wonders where the name comes from. There was this area of land set aside, which was going to be kind of a specific area, I suppose where some of the elite would have lived. There might be 6 or 7 acreages on a specific area of land. There were people in the area who had no idea that Glorymount existed. It's probably the oldest subdivision in the area that nobody knows about. Everybody knows about West Park, right? Even Eagle Ridge Estates has a sign on the highway. Degenstein approached Betty Johnson at the RM of Battle River office and suggested they designate numbered signs for everyone living in Glorymount. The proposal served two purposes: making people aware of the subdivision while revising the old name and providing a house number in the event of an emergency. Regenstein is sure he's the first person to broach the subject. At first, he was skeptical that he would be taken seriously, but they seemed to be on board with it. He even offered to pay for the sign himself, but the RM stepped up and provided all the signs. That's basically where the town of Battleford ends. Now when someone asks where I live, I say, in Glorymount. So I guess it's time to ask the same question that Loscombe asked, albeit almost 40 years later. How did Glorymount get its name? The answer remains the same. Now, when you drive up Government Hill and continue along the old Highway 4, you'll notice a sign that reminds you that you're entering the subdivision of Glorymount, even if no one knows what it means.